Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Boyaka. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy hour Friday. A couple segments left for us. We'll get to a couple of different NBA conversations in just a few minutes from now. Hawks, Clippers tonight. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bogey. Bogey's back, baby.
Bogey, the return of Bogey. Now, I was talking to Mike. They've kind of slowed their roll a little bit on tribute videos.
Really?
Yeah, they don't kind of lean into them the way that they used to.
Who killed him?
I think Dwight. Yeah, I think there was some question marks about maybe why Dwight Howard was getting a tribute video when he played one pretty mediocre season here, but he got one. DeAndre Bembry got one at one point.
Oh, my God, yes.
Kent Bazemore was tributed or paid tribute to in video form at one point, but they kind of gone away from it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Here's the thing, like kind of making fun of it and all that, like, I don't know. Bogey had a good run here. He was a good player.
He did.
He was on the team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I've never seen
Bogey's a nice player.
I love Bogey. And I remember when they got him, I was like, I knew nothing about him. But I'm telling you, as long as I watched Bogey play, like, I didn't know Bogey had that in him until the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, damn, where this dude been at?
Yeah, he's definitely had a little extra playing for his country for sure.
Yeah, man. But I mean,
I think a lot of those guys did last summer. It was so fun about it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a big weekend. Like you said, we were talking about Bogey's coming back tonight. Obviously,
Messi will be here.
The guys in the pink jerseys, because I'm going to call them that. Guys in the pink jerseys, since they didn't win it last year. The guys in the pink jerseys.
Yeah, Atlanta took it from them.
I know. The guys in the pink pink jerseys are in town. Obviously, F1 is coming back. This is my third time mentioning it. And only because
you're fired up about it.
It's only because Mike Bell.
But that's
great, Mike Bell put me on. I love it. He bought me this fly-ass Red Bull Racing hat. Love it. But the great thing about it is there's so many new drivers with new teams. And one of the biggest drivers ever is, driving for Ferrari now.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because Lewis Hamilton, brother, we claim him. He's from England, but he a brother. But, he is going to Ferrari.
Uh-huh.
And so I was looking up some stuff about him, and he's a sir.
He's knight.
Yes, he's sir. And I was thinking of you. Me and you, so I was like, damn, I would like to be a sir.
Okay.
Now, my kids call me. They say yes, sir, when I get on their ass.
Okay, so you are a sir sometimes.
Yeah, when I get on my kids' ass about something, they say yes, sir, or something like that. But I want to be sir. He's Sir Lewis Hamilton.
Right, you want to act. You want to be knighted.
Yes.
You want, like, the sword and all that. And then your official title is Sir Randy McMichael. Which, by the way, Sir Randy McMichael kind of sounds like a knight's name.
Freaking awesome.
Like, that sounds really good.
It sounds like I'm, like, up there with Maximus.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you're a gladiator.
I'm right behind Maximus.
And I think that used to be what it was, right? Like, you had to be sort of like a... Like, you win battles for England.
Could you say me and Maximus could take over stuff? We didn't ever have to be in no slave pit. You know what I'm saying? We haven't even fight no lions. Me and Maximus and Achilles.
Yeah, I think you're kind of combining stuff, but that's all right. Like, I think that's good. I think it's all kind of on
the same.
You might
know a king? I have a sword.
On the same boat. Well, here's the thing. You don't even have to. You don't even have to. I looked it up.
Okay.
There's various ways to become a knight.
All right.
Now, you know, you can earn it, whatever. It's all earned. But, like, Lewis Hamilton did something that they deemed, like, culturally valuable to the country that he's from.
Mm-hmm.
And so they knighted him because they have kings there or queens, whatever. Okay. They got, like, a monarchy.
All right.
Any country with royalty can.
Okay.
Or, if you don't want to go that route, you can pay a one-time fee of $149.99, U.S. dollars. So we'll call it $1.50, just round up.
All right.
$150 to the Principality of Sealand.
Okay.
And they will grant you knighthood, and you will be Sir Randy McMichael. Now, the Principality of Sealand is something that I did not know about until 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
It's a micronation in the North Sea.
Okay.
It's a damn oil rig.
Okay.
That was basically, at one point, was a British colony, or not colony, but it was owned by the British.
Right.
And then they abandoned it in World War II, There was some radio, pirate radio broadcasters on it. And then some guy named Patty Roy Bates seized it from him. So now he owns it. And he claimed it as a sovereign state.
What?
So they have of the rights of a nation as a micronation. But one of the things they can do is knight people.
So for $1.50, I could be Sir Randy?
So that's this guy's whole hustle. He's on this damn platform in the North Sea charging random people who want to be knights $1.50.
Do you get proof?
Yeah, I'll send you a little thing.
Randy got a birthday coming up in like June, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, man, you want to go together and get Randy a knight for his birthday? Yes. Yes. Dude. You get a little, look at this. Come look at this. Right. I'm not lying to you. You get like a little, looks like a diploma, right? They got a little crest and all that, Principality of Sealand, Sovereign Military, whatever. And then they'll knight you. You'll be Sir Randy McMichael.
That looks like my damn, because I'm already Rim.
Yeah, it's like how you and I got ordained as ministers.
Would you then buy a sword?
I'm already Rim.
You kind of have to, right?
Rim Mac.
Is it Sir first or Reverend first?
Do you think? Oh, man, I got it. Hold on. Sir Rim Randy.
Sir Reverend Randy.
Sir Rim.
Because it's Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, right? Reverend and then Doctor.
Yes, but Sir Reverend Randy. Oh, hell yeah. Boy, if I ever get Sir, because I'm already Reverend, if I can get Sir Reverend, I'm going to buy me some time on like TV.
Okay.
Yeah, like probably like 3 o'clock in the morning because that's when the heathens get
an infomercial.
Yeah, infomercial by 3:30 in the morning because y'all see me preaching.
Oh, yeah.
Preaching to the gospel.
I listen to you preach 3 hours every single day.
Yeah, y'all see me preaching to the gospels of all that heathenisms that are out in these streets. And that, could you see me?
I'm telling you.
At 3:30 in the morning in my basement, like just.
I'm telling you, like this is the next phase of the midday show with Andy and Randy. I like your podcast idea on the weekends, us drinking with our kids in the background, saying whatever we want. Yep. Randy McMichael, 3 a.m. No, sorry, my bad. Sir Reverend Randy McMichael, 3 a.m. Infomercials.
Because that's how about combining them? You got to get you a table outside that's round, and we can come over and sit at
Knights of the Round Table.
Randy's Round Table.
Randy's Did you
round
see table. Me coming in at the
Bro. Yeah, I mean, I'm.
I didn't know the night's him, but yeah.
You had me at. You had me at knighthood, Randy. I'm in. Just tell me where to be and tell me what to do.
You know, when that pastor about to get out here, that I am Rem. No, Sir Rem. Randy.
I think you'd be the only knight that sounded like that.
Yeah, Sir Rem.
Do you know the other thing that came to mind here? Is if we wanted to, we could go seize the Principality of Sealand from Patty Roy Bates. If we wanted to. We go take that guy over. And then we become the, you know.
Well, we need to throw some anointing angels. Sovereign. On these, you know what? We need to throw some anointing-ass angels on these damn Braves.
Oh, what happened?
Austin Riley, this comes from Abe, has been removed from today's game.
For what?
As precaution, after getting hit by a pitch on his right hand. Abe, you could have sent that at 2:02.
Nah, I didn't send it. The Braves sent it.
Yeah, that sucks.
Removed from a game.
Removed from the game.
Man, doesn't whatever, necessarily man. Mean, whatever, you know, dude.
This could be no big deal. Just precautionary.
Whatever,
could be.
Man.
I think all the Braves players for the rest of spring training need
don't
to go.
Play.
Yeah, just don't, first year.
Just
don't
go
play.
With the NFL preseason don't model. Play.
Yeah, honestly, and that I'm surprised they still do. You know, given,
how about when a pitcher's on the mound with a number in the 90s?
You don't get to throw
all our guys.
Yeah. You don't let them play.
You don't get to throw 100 mile an hour fastballs.
Pitchers in the 90s need to throw to hitters in the 90s.
A guy who is trying to make the final roster spot. Don't let him pitch.
An MVP candidate, a National League MVP candidate, in Austin Riley. And this is the same thing. Sean Murphy got hit in the ribs. I don't know who hit him. Probably some young fireballer who's not going to make the team. I know Profar hurt his wrist diving for a ball, but all the guys need to go up to the plate with that Barry Bonds. We're talking about knights. That Barry Bonds suit of armor that he used to bat with, just to keep them safe, man. I don't know.
Goodness
man.
Gracious!
Don't start this early. This is what the whole year was last year.
Yes.
Every single damn month, one of the best players on the team goes down. And now, starting in spring training this year, ugh, that's terrible. Dude, I hate that news. Dude. I don't like that news at all.
Come on, man.
Nothing about that makes me happy.
And we were talking earlier, and we having fun about going. I love baseball because I love going up to Battery. And, like, but this year, because I saw the good news. I don't know if it's good news. We knew this about. I saw the tweet about Ronald Acuña when they expect him to come back. Mm-hmm. That makes me happy.
Yeah, definitely.
That makes me happy.
Definitely.
Because to me, I know it probably is around the time when they told us, but for some reason I saw it yesterday. It made me seem like, well, he's going to be back sooner than that.
Yeah, because like an actual date is so much more fun than 3 to 4 weeks or whatever it is. I also saw a quote from Ronald Acuña. I don't know if it was from that same story, but from a different story that was written over the last 24 hours. Just kind of about that conversation we've all had about does he change at all? He talked about how he kind of is gonna. He was like, look, if I can steal 70 bases like I used to, but I get hurt every once in a while, it's not worth it. If I can steal 30 bases and play more games and not miss time like I have, maybe that's something that I have to do. So he's talking about kind of downshifting a little bit when he's on the base path.
I think that was always going to be the big thing.
I always thought the stolen bases would come back
but
to
I thought that and this is me just working with you and Bo and Abe and getting more baseball and baseball, you would think that that would happen when he went to the three hole.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as long as he's a leadoff hitter, you would think that you would want him, as you have the speed that he has, that you want to take every advantage of it.
I think that, too, and I just think age is a factor as well. Like,
but he's,
just,
what, 26?
No, I know. I'm saying, like, as he got older, because that's kind of the trend, there's just not that many guys, historically anyway, that had the ability to do 40-70 or 40-40 or whatever.
Right.
But if you look at Bonds and A-Rod and these guys, those seasons took place when they were young. And then as they got older, the home run numbers and bigger. And maybe that's a part of it, too. They weren't quite as equipped to steal bases as they were when they were younger guys. But as they got a little older in their careers, they stole less and hit more home runs. Yeah, no, I think you're onto something. Maybe those guys, Canseco, too. And then the other guy was Alfonso Soriano. He never had any suspicions,
Isn't
did he?
Isn't it crazy to think that Jose Canseco had a 40-40 season?
Dude, he was that dude.
God, yeah, he was so good.
But kind of before, he was just a.
But I mean, he was slender, but he had that. But he was like. But then him and damn Mark G.
Oh yeah,
they were down at that beach down in Santa Monica at the pier.
They were in the early parts of it too, when the stuff wasn't at all safe.
Yeah,
this just like horse
half
tranquilizers.
Of it was legal.
The horse tranquilizers and cock. Like how do you get the BBLs?
How they got the
sister down there at that hotel in Miami.
And the crazy thing about Canseco though, like look at his the back of his baseball card. He had all those crazy years, MVP and all that when he was with the A's early, and then just got hurt for years and years, and then popped back up with the Blue Jays in the late '90s and the Rays in the late '90s, and was hitting 40 bombs again. When he got the new Balco, when he was rubbing the clear on his, Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to
the clear.
And that's what it was. That's what
I know.
The clear and the, anyway. 404-726-0929 AMA. Ask us anything, any question, any topic to wrap the show up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.